Reincarnation. The reality of reincarnation.
People have claimed to have had communications from the other side saying that reincarnation takes place only in certain instances. Can you confirm this?
The guide. Not all spirits know everything, especially if those entities held very strong convictions during their lifetime. Such strong convictions will not automatically disappear. They may linger on for decades and even centuries. When such beings then notice a reincarnation taking place, they prefer to believe that it is an exception. Otherwise, such spirits may be highly evolved, yet they have blocks in certain areas. In this subject, as well as in any other, you may always encounter contrary opinions from various groups, people, or spirits. In itself, it is not even important what you believe. The important thing remains always one's own development and the clearing up of inner conflicts. If you independently think things through and ponder this subject, you will come to the conclusion that incarnation is logical and in keeping with the universal laws of the cosmos. The argument can be advanced that other planets also afford opportunity for growth and development. That is quite true. However, each planet or sphere represents different conditions so that different lessons have to be learned. None can be completed within just one lifespan, neither the ones on Earth nor those in other spheres. Conditions on Earth that are called forth through humanity's general development are particularly impossible to master in one lifespan. By the same token, it is true that repeated returns to other planets are equally necessary. Time, if I may use this wrong term for lack of a better one, is unlimited in creation, and repeated lessons are necessary in every stage of overall development, regardless of what sphere it may be.
Is it possible for anyone following such a path to reach a stage of development in this lifetime so that you would be lifted out of the cycle of returning?
The guide. It is not impossible, but it is not very likely. You could perhaps compare the question with the following. Is it possible for a child in the first grade to learn what he learns in a later grade, what otherwise comes year after year? Now, it is possible, and in particular cases, this may be accomplished, but it certainly is the exception to the rule. But I would suggest that the framework of this question comes possibly from a fear or feeling that this life is so difficult. Of course, it may have been in this life up to now due to unrecognized problems, but you should not feel that it is a chore. This very life can offer all the bliss of the highest spheres of existence. Do not wish yourself out of this. Be in it. That is the fastest way to break the chain. Live in the now. Do not strain away from it. Do not regret this life with all its difficulties, because indeed it holds all the promise and all the happiness right here. You do not have to leave the cycle of incarnation to experience blissfulness. And perhaps when you begin to see that there is so much bliss available you have not availed yourself of, you will not feel this life is a burden. And you will not feel and think that only outside this cycle of incarnation is the bliss.
Are the seeds of our hindrances and our blocks made in childhood?
The guide. Actually, the real deep problems are planted long before this childhood. Problematic aspects that are really and truly planted in this childhood are very easily overcome. As the young child grows up, goes from adolescence into adulthood, what it perceives around itself has an effect, so that what is implanted then immediately is dissolved. Those things dissolve very quickly. But when the entity is implanted from long, 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 long ago previous lives and periods with problems that have never been resolved, these things then are not so easy to get rid of. Let us say you experience only in this life a problematic circumstance in this childhood, and you had a fear and wrong concept that derive from it. As you grow up, as your mind matures, you see immediately that these were wrong conclusions, that this fear was really not so justified. But if your whole soul substance is deeply impregnated by centuries and centuries of this fear, it could not be it is only from this life. It is logically not possible that something that only takes place in this life could be so deeply implanted that people have so much trouble changing it. The severe problems, the really deeply ingrained neuroses, are always of longer standing and cannot be shed simply when the soul grows up and one sees a wrong in life. Guide comment. Before you come in this life, your plans are made in concordance with the problems that are to be solved. The plans are made in full awareness that these problems will create certain experiences. It is then up to you what you choose to make of these experiences, so that the life plan that is set up before and your experiences now are not two different things. Therefore, it is, for human beings, really not even necessary to delve into what plan was made before the life. It is all there right now. If you really look at your life as it is now, you have your plan. You see where you are unfulfilled. You see where you are in pain. You see where you feel frustrated, where you feel you have not found your own self. It is that your life plan waits to be fulfilled. It is that where it is up to you to put in the necessary investment. And if your life was contradictory, that too may have had its very good function in the sense that it taught you a lot. The experiences you have gained from the differences may be the very thing you need in order to overcome further inner obstructions. For the outer obstructions are but the mirror of the inner ones.